Geek Radio Daily for this year, Wednesday, Woden's Day, whatever you want to call it, December the 3rd, 2008. Howdy, y'all. I am the Lone Vicar, your Uncle Vicar, doing a show for you today. Kids, Billy Flynn is, wow, you know how it is. We're coming off of a Tuesday wherein we did our day job. We did the WRAR Christmas Wishes program, which is, it's kind of a telethon that we have done for like 25 years for this radio station, where we're on all day taking pledges for kids and yada yada. So Flynn is pulling the, what has become all too commonly 10-12 hour days. So he said, "Please, Mr. Vicar, could you do a show?" And I said, "Yeah." So that's what I'm doing. So tomorrow we'll go back to a normal show, I promise. After the holidays, y'all, like January when things chill, we're going to go back to some form of regularity as far as programming goes. Really, it is going to even out again, I promise. In the meantime, though, real quick before we get into comics and all of our usual Wednesday stuff, Ozzy Osbourne celebrating a birthday today, born in 1948. 1960 brought us Julianne Moore, who is just gorgeous. I'm sorry, I love Julianne Moore. I know she's in a lot of crap, but I think she's sweet. Katharina Witt, German figure skater, from 1965. No, I don't do figure skaters normally. However, she was naked in Playboy, so that counts. We'll mention her on this here geeky show. And born in 1968 on this day, Brendan Fraser has got a birthday today. Happy birthday. He's a listener of the show. Loves it. That's bullshit. I don't know. But maybe he does. I don't know. Let's talk TV real quick, kiddies. Let's see. Rudolph is... Oh, hey, how about this? CBS tonight. You got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, that's nice. And then an hour after that, the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. So I'm thinking, kids, what you have here, this is a generation-spanning evening of entertainment, right? It goes from the kiddies all the way to whatever the hell they're showing in the middle that I've already forgotten, and then you finish up with Dad watching the Peep Show with the lights low. So there you go. That's kind of cool. NBC, the old traditional Christmas at Rockefeller Center. Something I've never been to, by the way. Any of you guys done so? You guys been up to, you know, see the tree or skate in the ice skating in the pond or anything like that? Yes, I'm fishing for mail because I like to get email. Or over there on the forums, by the way, we can talk about Christmas stuff there. That'd be fun. Christmas traditions and all that junk. The fine forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. Ding. Please visit us there. On AMC, American Movie Classics, showing one for a change, Kelly's Heroes from 1970. I like that. Family Channel, you got your Cars, Disney's Cars. It's on twice. So in case you don't get enough the first time around, you can watch it again. Hallmark has an old-fashioned, huh? Old-fashioned Thanksgiving. All right, well, I guess some people maybe are just getting around to, I don't know. TNT is showing A Christmas Story because, well, they're TNT and they're going to every night between now and Christmas. And then on the Versus channel, this is for you, Bruce, World Extreme Cage Fighting. Oh, hell yeah. So that's what's on the tube. I'm rolling through this stuff because it is just me, and sometimes when it's just me, well, listen, you know, post-production and all of that stuff, I don't have the gear. I just want to make sure I get a show to you people, the little people, little swarthy people. You may not have the whistles and bells that you get when Billy Flynn is all, like, producing the show and all that, but, hey, it's better than nothing, okay? That's going to be the new mantra for the show, by the way, for Geek Radio Daily. It's going to be Geek Radio Daily because not every podcast is good. So, anyway, I think that's fine. Quick look at the GRD mailbag. Hey, guys, so I finally watched part of the Polar Express this weekend while we were snowed in. This is from Dave, so I know he's in Colorado, so have fun with that. I have to disagree that everyone in that film has cold, dead eyes. There was some life in the eyes, but the disturbing thing was the cold, dead faces. Seriously, it's like everyone had continuous Botox injections, including the children, and that's just wrong. So till we get a Punisher movie that doesn't draw comparisons to kids peeing in a pool, make mine GRD. From Dave, that's our friend Dave from over at ScreenGeeks.com. Thank you much. If you guys want to drop us a line, really, we'll try to actually get your mail on, even as we approach the holidays and we try desperately just to get shows produced, much less good ones, we will try to get your mail on. So drop us a line, would you, podcast Billy Flynn Vicar or the Bruce at GeekRadioDaily.com. Now, let me blaze forward because in this short a show, I don't feel the need to stop and take a break. Do you? Does anybody need to break, by the way? Because you should have gone before we left, before we started. No? All right, let's keep going then. Comic books. Here's your releases for Wednesday. This is, of course, comic book release day on Wednesday. Hooty-hoo! Look forward to Wednesday all the time. My list of comics, courtesy of ComicList.com, who I suggest, recommend, and think you should go check out. From Dark Horse, continuing. And matter of fact, both of my choices from Dark Horse Comics today are courtesy of Robert E. Howard. Cull, number 2 of 6, out today, and issue number 3 of Solomon Kane, the 3rd of 5 issues in that mini-series, which I dig, by the way. The art is badass. You're going to like that. Are out from Dark Horse. Over on DC, and yeah, you're going to get a more limited list because this is just the stuff that caught my eye. Billy Flynn is a lot broader comic reading eye than I do. I just mentioned the stuff that I want to mention for, you know, because it's my show. So, all right, DC Comics, Jonah Hex, 38, love it. Sandman the Dream Hunters, issue 2 of 4 is out today. Dynamite Comics, issue number 25 of The Boys, which I'm not keeping up with the current stuff. I'm reading The Boys as I go through the trade paperbacks as they get released. My homeboy Andy hooks me up with his Boys trade paperbacks. Let me tell you what, The Boys from Dynamite Entertainment, that's some effed up comic books right there. It's funny. It's good. It's Garth Ennis, I think. I think I got a copy here in the office somewhere. Yes, it is Garth Ennis. It's good stuff, but dude, seriously effed up. So just be prepared. From Fun Publications, G.I. Joe vs. Cobra Fall Special number 1. Because really, nothing says autumn quite like Cobra Commander Rise of the Headhunters. So you got that. From Kenzer and Company, issue 145, Knights of the Dinner Table. I'm bummed because I let my subscription pass me by. I went to resubscribe not long ago at all, and honestly, at Christmas time, I'm buying all this gear, I'm getting all this stuff for the house and for the parties, and frankly, I can't afford it. So, anybody wants to get your Uncle Vicar a subscription to possibly my favorite magazine, Knights of the Dinner Table from Kenzer and Company, please feel free to do so. From over at Marvel Comics, Astonishing X-Men Hardcover Volume 2 is out. I think these things are overpriced, but I really would like to have these Astonishing collections in hardcover, so we'll see. Marvel Zombies 3, issue 3 of 4 is out. Secret Invasion 8 of 8. Typically, I don't mention the Secret Invasion crap. I leave that to Flynn, but he ain't here, and it's finishing, so I'll mention it. The What If House of M and X-Men Noir. Number 1 of 4. Ooh, noir. It sounds sexy, does it not? I guess it doesn't. I don't know. All right, geek news real quick before we wrap this puppy up and bring you back to a regular show tomorrow. From Gaming... I've actually got good news. I got several things that I like. From GamingReport.com, Gen Con LLC has announced it has received the blessing of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court to pay the Make-A-Wish Foundation funds that were raised in a charity auction. In February, they filed for Chapter 11. You guys know that. Over the last 9 months, Gen Con's primary goal was stabilizing its operations. But as a result of new efforts by the current leadership team, Gen Con reports that it had its first profitable year since 2005. Now, the issue here is that under Chapter 11 laws, typically debtors aren't allowed to pay any claims or anything while it's under, you know, review. However, judge is going to let them do it. I guess because of circumstances and because it's going to help make a wish right here at Christmas. So, bully, good. I'm glad to hear it. A wire for like 150 grand is on its way, according to that announcement. You can check that out. From IGN, conspiracy theorists have been finding odd shapes and familiar likenesses in objects for years. First reported by Gizmodo.com, a sketch from a 1697... Oh, it's like an etching or a wood carving thing, right? From 1697, bears an ink illustration that includes two objects in the sky that are obviously Xbox 360 logos. I kid you effing not. The image was found in a 1997 documentary called Area 51, Alien Interview. Apparently the event that is immortalized in this 1697 drawing... November 4th, 1697, residents of Hamburg, Germany witnessed two glowing wheels in the sky. Now, is this proof of alien visitors or just proof that Microsoft has extensive brand testing going back into the past? I don't know, but remember that just 5 years prior, in 1692, you had the Salem witch trials, so not exactly the most non-paranoid century in history, the 17th century. We've got a link to the in the show notes for today's show. Go and look at this. Seriously, it's the Xbox emblem. I just think that's cool as shit. From DarkHorizons.com, God apparently does not want another Sherlock Holmes movie. Guy Ritchie's action-packed Sherlock Holmes has had a few bizarre incidents going on. According to The Sun, Robert Downey Jr. knocked out by a 7-foot British actor after catching a thundering hook to the chin. He went flying, went out cold. Revived by medics, Downey needed stitches inside his mouth. Also reports the set was closed for 2 hours when a tanker making a delivery to the set burst into flames. I'm telling you, God does not want to see another Holmes movie. Does he just like the old ones? Or does he not like Holmes movies at all? I don't know. But something's going on over there. From SliceOfSciFi.com, Sci-Fi has given the Sci-Fi Channel, rather, has given the green light to the Galactica prequel Caprica, a series which will focus on the Earth-like planet of Caprica as two rival families deal with, among other topical issues, the broader implications of their society's emerging artificial intelligence technology, is scheduled to debut in 2010. Caprica will be executive produced by Battlestar Galactica's, is it Ron Moore, I think, is going to be involved in that? The pilot was a two-hour backdoor pilot for the network. So, yeah, apparently it's going to happen. I still haven't watched the regular one, y'all know that, but I'm keeping an eye out for news for you people, because that's what I do. I look after the GRD Nation. Finally, from Newsarama, we have the first official image of Taylor Kitsch as Gambit from the new Wolverine movie. Now, the Vicaress, as you guys know, has the screaming thigh sweats for this guy, so this will make my day, possibly. Kitsch has said that the character of Gambit was similar to his Friday Night Lights character, so while Kitsch said he was taken aback by the cult following behind the X-Men's Ragin' Cajun, he added, quote, I love the character, I love the powers, I love what they did with him, yada yada, etc., etc. Follow that link, look at that picture. My wife certainly is going to do so. Geek Radio Daily is licensed, kiddies, under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Work, 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe to iTunes, drop us a review while you're there. Please join the forums at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD weekly, sometimes weekly. We'll get to that again soon, I promise. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar of the Bruce, at geekradiodaily.com. See y'all tomorrow.
So lonely and sad, real lonely.